welcome. Coronavirus is still with us, so I trust that you have all done your signing in as you arrived here. We'll have 3 minutes each to speak, but I'm flexible. So item one of the agenda item is the confirmation of the draft minutes. No further comments from any of the members. I have some comments, two comments. One actually, first for the secretariat. Can we, for my next meeting, have matters arising? And then all these comments that people have given us after post-meeting notes, say from the MTR, post-meeting note from the Development Bureau, post-meeting notes here from the CDD, that they can be dealt with as separately, because otherwise we miss them. Yeah, matters arising after the minutes. So in terms of the matters arising, there was a reply from the MTR that its computer drawings is too difficult for the Wangzhou Kangyi and development for the moment. But I trust that we like to see the drawings as soon as possible, so we're not going to wait for the computer model. So if you can have a meeting with the MTR and see the current plans for the development plans for the Wangzhou Kangyi CDA site. And then on the issue of the Taitamtuk raw water pumping station, the revitalization of historic buildings, we're deeply concerned over this site, especially also in relationship to the Shekhar Quarry redevelopment, because Taitamtuk, within that site is the pier, and it's the only really good usable pier for the entire Taitam Bay, so maybe although I have not acknowledged the presence yet, but as Invigorate Island South office is here, maybe something that Invigorate Island South could take note of, the integration of the assessment of the Taitamtuk heritage site and the use of the Taitam Bay. And then the last remaining matters arising of the minutes is the reply on the CDD on missing links. Mr. Pang and myself met with CDD and the Transport Department for the lack of a pedestrian walkway between Sheko and Big Wave Bay, and we'd like to get that fixed. The slopes are being fixed, but the pavement has never been fixed. So this is an ongoing problem, and maybe again for Invigorate Island South office, something to note, we have a lot of old roads on Island South with poor or missing pedestrian walk facilities on the side of the road. If there would be better coordination between the Transport Department and the CDD, when slope works are done, we can everywhere we can continuously try to at least get a minimum bit of footway. But we have to do it in such a way that the responsibility for the slope works doesn't transfer to the Transport Department or the Highways Department. So it needs a little bit of consideration on how to do that smartly. But the missing footway between Sheko and Big Wave Bay is important because a lot of people walk on the road, and we've got big buses coming both ways, pushing people in dangerous situations. So we hope it can be addressed. So those are the matters arising. The minister has confirmed